Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. A petition in support of Palestine signed by more than 8,000 Māori will be presented to Parliament today. Organiser Ayla Collin says it shows the strength of support among tangata whenua for the Indigenous people of Palestine. She says it has taken the New Zealand government 4 months to join an international call for a humanitarian ceasefire after more than 30,000 Palestinians have been killed and more than 1 million displaced. The petition calls for the expulsion of the Israeli ambassador to New Zealand until there is a lasting ceasefire.
We request and demand that they impose economic sanctions targeting companies, assets and services involved with Israel's illegal war of aggression. We recognise and demand that that the government recognise the state of Palestine as we recognise the state of Israel in 1949, and we also demand an end to the occupation, blockade and continued confiscation of Palestinian land.
The petition will be received on the steps of Parliament by Te Pāti Māori. Ngāti Maniapoto's post-settlement governance entity, Te Nehenehe Nui, has presented its 5-year strategic plan to the iwi, which focuses on reconnecting its people, protecting its taiao, and key issues of health, education and housing. It took more than 30 years of tribal struggle before a nearly $180 million settlement with the Crown was finally in its hands late last year via the Te Nehenehe Nui Trust Entity, named for the great forest that once covered most of its rohe. Chief Executive Sam Mikaire says transparency of everything they do has been the secret to the general approval that's been given for the strategic plan and those charged with executing it.
So through great leadership on our trustees, we've got great boards in both Ahu Ahu and Waihikurangi. We really are fortunate that Maniapoto has so many people with such high calibre and experience that, you know, it's a privilege.
Sam Mikaire says while the commercial Ahu Ahu and charitable Waihikurangi entities are important, so too are all other structures that will carry the iwi into the future. Whakaata Māori Chief Executive Shane Taurima says tickets are running out like hotcakes for the Hawaikirangi 2024 World Indigenous Content Conference. On March 11th and 12th, Whakaata Māori will host the conference at the Dewdrop Event Centre in Manukau, their first since hosting the inaugural conference in 2008. The conference brings together Indigenous television broadcasters from across North America, parts of Europe, Australia, New Zealand and Taiwan to preserve and promote Indigenous languages and cultures through the power of the media and television storytelling. Mr. Taurima says the excitement around the conference means they've had to limit ticket sales, so people need to get their tickets quick.
As I understand it, the tickets are just going like hotcakes. So if people, if whānau are interested in attending, please get your tickets now or as soon as possible because they're disappearing as we speak.
Shane Taurima. Kua tere anō mate ariki tēnei, and that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!